Tonight is the night that even in today's modern age sets Christian believers apart from worldly vices and the gloom of sin. Tonight is the reason for Christ's birth. This is the night when Christ broke the bonds of death and rose victorious from the underworld. This is the night when the things of heaven are wed to those of earth and divine to the human. Let us, who have borne the burden of Lent, now rejoice. Tonight, there should be no sadness in our hearts. Our sorrows and burdens are no match for Christ's power and strength. Death is not in control of us. Christ is. Christ is risen, and death has no more sting over us. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life has been given eternal meaning. For Christ is our life and our hope. As we gather on this sacred night, we gather to celebrate our God who loved us so much that he died for us to give us hope. Hope in eternal life. He came into this world to show us that our lives are not unnecessary, that they have deep worth. So much worth that our Lord would endure the horrible crucifixion out of pure love for us. As testimony that he meant what he said, he resurrected from the dead to show us that we too are meant to live beyond death, to be with our loving God in heaven forever. In our modern day, admittedly, hope can be hard to come by at times. The news is dividing and depressing. Our lives can at times seem meaningless. We can struggle with the loss or the estrangement of loved ones in our lives, especially around the holidays. Further, with over a year since the virus has arisen, we can become easily discouraged with the state of the world. Yet today, we should be reminded that we were made for hope, that our sins and failures and the imperfections of our life do not have the last say over our Lord's undying love for each and every one of us. Today, we should be reminded that we were made for more. Admittedly, often in life, we can start to give up hope, to feel that God has forgotten us, abandoned us to dark and hurtful experiences. Yet the resurrection of Christ reminds us, no, you are not forgotten. And the resurrection gives us the assurance that someday we too can see our divine rescuer face to face and be liberated from the distresses and sin of this life. When he returns, we can hear Christ tapping on our hearts saying, "It's okay. I have not forgotten you." Through our baptisms, we became God's sons and daughters, and not merely his creation. We were changed. We were set apart. We were consecrated. We were given the gift of eternal life. However, we are expected to keep that gift, to remain in his love, to live it out, and to strive for holiness, which is nothing other than being close with God. Shortly after my homily, we will be renewing our baptismal promises, the promises which either our parents made or we made on the day of our baptism. The day when we were washed clean of original sin and became children of God. The day where we were claimed not for the devil, but for Christ. At our baptisms, we promised to live out our faith. We promised to worship God on Sundays at Mass, to receive the sacraments worthily, to reject the false depictions of hope that Satan and the world offers, and to place our hope alone in God. Therefore, we should renew those baptismal promises today with sincerity. Our God is bigger than our pasts. Our God is bigger than life's sorrows. Our God is bigger than politics. Our God is bigger than our fears. Our God is bigger than the virus. We must recommit to placing our trust in God, despite the uncertainty of our times. To have our eyes always set on the things of above, where we hope to be one day. Shortly after our baptismal promises, we will receive our RCIA candidates into the church and confirm them. And so, I want to speak briefly to our RCI members. My dear candidates, Sean, Sheila, Davis, Tori, Bernie. Do not ever lose the hope that you have. Our Lord has guided you all in different ways in your life to get to this very moment. He is the hound of heaven, having always been seeking after your hearts. Do not waste the grace that our Lord wants to give you from this day forward. The grace to be a saint. And as St. Peter tells us in his first epistle, always be ready to give a defense for the reason for the hope that is in you. I hope tomorrow, for all of us, is a beautiful day of celebrating with family and friends. But let us not forget something else. We are not meant to keep this hope to ourselves. As Mary Magdalene was sent to bring the good news to the apostles, so are we also meant to bring others to Christ and the eternal life that he has to offer through the sacraments for those who place their hope in him. If we do so and strive to live out our baptismal promises, then we can bring others into the family of God, the Holy Church, where they too can be reassured of the hope of future life in heaven. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and you are abolished. Christ is risen, and the demons are cast down. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is freed. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of the dead. For Christ, being risen from the dead, has become the leader and reviver of those who have fallen asleep. Our Christ is the God of hope. He conquered death for us. Are we willing to place our trust in him and live for him completely with our whole hearts?